Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now that we're still knee-deep into the food-eating season of the holidays, I am still asked constantly by patients questions I have answered more times than I can remember, but because we always have a new flood of patients coming in, I've always got to go back to square one and start all over with some basic concepts of nutrition. And one lady this particular week said, well, I heard you on your radio show, and she, of course, is referring to the local live show that I do in Salt Lake City, that you can hear, if you would like, it's you would go to simpleradio.com on your computer or your phone, whatever, and put in K-Talk, K-T-A-L-K, K-Talk. I am on Wednesday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. local time in the mountain area, which would be mountain time. So that would be, what, 2 hours earlier than the East Coast. And I'm on every Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. mountain time. And I was talking about some food questions I'd been asked last week. And I talked a little bit about oil and how vital food oils are to the health of the human body because of the fats that are contained in those oils that are necessary for the nervous system to work correctly, necessary for the brain to work correctly. People are surprised that the dry weight of the brain is more than 50% fat. And it's used for various reasons in the structure of the brain, mostly for insulation, the myelin sheath that covers the nerves, some of the nerves, not all of them, is fat. And it's a protein fat structure, but it acts as an insulation against all the other nerves that are around it. In other words, you know, when you think of the electrical wire that comes into the house to provide your home with power, that big old wire that's coming in is some plastic that's wrapped around a bunch of other smaller wires. And all of those smaller wires are all wrapped with plastic themselves to insulate them from each other, or otherwise the whole thing would short out. Well, the same thing works inside the human body. There are a lot of nerves that are in physical conjunction with one another, but they have to be insulated from one another so that they can fire and work independently. And that's where fat comes in. And it's also a part of the insulation of the cells that are in the cortex of the brain and the white matter, the gray matter, whatever else. It's very important that these nerves are insulated from one another and they're fat-based. And the kind of fat that exists in the human body for not just for the storage of energy, the kind of fat we're not too happy about having, but it's there for the storage of energy. Fat also surrounds all of our organs for an insulation. I remember being very, very surprised when we first started studying cadavers in school. And there would be some of these cadavers of extremely thin people. And these are people who had either donated their bodies to the school for science, or every state has laws regarding people who die who cannot be identified in any way, or you know, from homeless people on the street to whatever else, accident victims that have no identity. And the state laws require that these people, these deceased, be kept in cold storage for a certain period of time, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever else, in a condition where their bodies are somewhat preserved in case someone comes looking for them. And at the end of that period, then they can be given to medical schools or chiropractic colleges or dental schools, whatever else, for dissection. And I remember some of the They don't identify these bodies in the gross lab. The only thing that we're told about them is the cause of death. There's no name, no history, no nothing else. And it's interesting in a cadaver lab, the kind of respect that is expected of the students that are working on these deceased bodies. No joking, no fooling around, no kidding, just complete serious study. But the only thing we're ever told is the cause of death. And a lot of these bodies are the type that were never identified. Older that unfortunately died alone or died on the street or whatever else. And as a result, their nutrition, of course, is terrible and their bodies are almost emaciated at the time of death. But when we open them up and look inside, I'm amazed at the amount of fat that's inside these emaciated bodies that surround the organs, surround the heart, surround the liver. And as a result, that fat is in there, of course, to protect those organs. And your body needs fat in the diet to supply that, not just all the other reasons for fat, but for that's another one. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of Doug's participants. He'll be joining me here before too much longer, before the show's over, to talk about some other things. But in the meantime, I wanted to talk about these oils. Now, I said all of that to tell you this. About 100 years ago, heart attacks were practically unheard of in our country. The first recorded case of atherosclerosis, which is the plaquing, was in 1910. And the first reported heart attack was in 1912. Alzheimer's disease didn't even exist at the time. One person in 100,000 had diabetes. And in Europe, cancer caused about 3% of all the deaths. Now, about two-thirds of all Americans develop atherosclerosis. 50% of us are going to die of cardiovascular disease. Alzheimer's is now the fourth leading cause of death, and 1 in 20 of us has some form of diabetes. And 1 in 4 of us are going to develop cancer that this year, this coming year, 2023, will lead to approximately 600,000 deaths. And other degenerative conditions, which have exploded in numbers since the turn of the 20th century, include multiple sclerosis, kidney degeneration, liver degeneration. You know, about 100 years ago, and the thing that makes a difference is that 100 years ago, people ate fresh, whole foods, including plenty of meat and butter and lard. But they did not eat any of the refined, processed, or the chemicalized foods that we're eating today, and they did not eat any refined or altered oils or fats, which are now just so commonly consumed everywhere. Many of the steps that are used to process vegetable oils will affect the nutritional content and the balance of these products. You'll read on the bottle of some of these oils, expeller-pressed oils, hydraulic-pressed oils, cold-pressed oils. These expeller-pressed oils and hydraulic-pressed oils are, and I'm talking about soybean, I'm talking about canola, I'm talking about several other kinds here. I'm not talking about olive oil, but I'm talking about all these others. They're first subjected to temperatures of about 200 degrees Fahrenheit and higher. And they do this in order to degum the oil, which, of course, removes the chlorophyll. It removes the vitamin E. It removes the lecithin. It removes the many minerals and trace elements that are present in this oil that Mother Nature made. Then they submit it to an alkaline wash, which separates out even more of the nutrients. And then they bleach the oil, and they deodorize the oil by steam distillation at temperatures over 450 degrees Fahrenheit. And what you end up with is the resulting oil is colorless, it's tasteless, it's odorless, it's altered, and of course it's now devoid of any nutrients whatsoever. And any vitamin complexes that were in the original food are now gone. And any possible remnants of nutrients are only splintered fractions of the original form. And since the FDA has established no legal meaning for the term cold-pressed, a manufacturer can use the term on labels even if the oil has been heated and degummed and bleached and refined or otherwise chemically altered. It can still say cold-pressed on the bottle. Now, why is this important? As I have maintained in several, well, 1.5 decades now, being a part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show, is that there's two major causes of disease in human beings. Number one is toxicity and being exposed to some kind of a poison. And number two is malnutrition. Just years and years and years of eating what amounts to the standard American diet and constantly missing out on some vital aspects of nutritional strength that the body requires. Little vitamins that have been destroyed, minerals that have showed up in the original food, but by the time it ends up on your plate, with all the processing that's gone on, a lot of that has been removed. And so we're slowly starving to death, even though we consider ourselves a nation where our citizens are well-fed. We're just terribly undernourished. And so when it comes to the oils, the raw materials for oils now come from these large, chemically formed fields. Very often, these over-refined oils will have pesticide residues, which ends up interfering with nerve function and oxidation processes inside of our body, inside of our cells. And these pesticide residues are only some of the toxic substances that are found in these altered oils. But it's the pesticides, herbicides, the missing aspects of fertilizer that are necessary. The humus of the soil is almost completely gone, which is why such heavy amounts of fertilization are required anymore. And so we start off with the plants, soybean plants, canola plants, that are already minerally and nutritionally deficient before they even go into the processing that's required. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We're going to continue with more of what is found in these oils as a part of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Yeah.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm talking about oils right now, talking about why these things are so important and what happens when we're missing them. Because another thing that you've heard, another buzzword out there, the trans fatty acids, which is another toxic substance, makes up on the average almost 10% of the total fats that exist in the American diet. And these trans fatty acids are made by forcing hydrogen into raw polyunsaturated oil molecules under high temperature and under high pressure. And the oil is chemically altered so that the oil is more solid and it has a longer shelf life. And longer shelf life is the watchword in the modern food industry, because anything that's really good and nutritious, once it's removed from the vine or picked off of the branch or dug up out of the ground or processed from an animal, the most nutritious stuff is going to go bad in a matter of hours to a day or two. Well, it's difficult to run a huge grocery-based industry in our country if you have a short shelf life. So the trade-off to get long shelf life is you have to remove from the foods the things that spoil the quickest and add other kinds of chemicals that will prolong the life or the freshness of what's left behind. I often refer to the dead zone of a grocery store to try to limit your shopping in the dead zone of a grocery store, which is not the butcher block. It's not the fish department. It's the center of the grocery store where things are provided for you in a box, a bag, or a can. These are overly processed foods that have been processed at high temperatures, under high pressures, in order to process them quickly and to get them to a condition where they can be bottled or boxed or canned so that they can sit there in storage or be delivered to the store or sit on the store shelf, in some cases, weeks, months from the time they're originally packaged in a food plant to the time they come out of the grocery bag on the kitchen table of your house as you put your food away, can be as much as half a year in some cases. This is well documented. That's not the way our great-grandparents ate or that they fed themselves. And again, this is back in a period of time when there was virtually no heart disease, no cancer to speak of, no diabetes, no arthritis. Infectious diseases were way down as well. In fact, the 100 years ago, the number one cause of death in men aged 18 to 45 was accidental death. Accidental death isn't even listed in the top 10 causes of death today. But I say this because it's very important that these fats that I'm talking about have been so altered from what Mother Nature made so that they can get longer shelf life in return. Now,
after this coming break, I'm going to get more into where you find this stuff and what you need to be careful of, and maybe better food selections that will help your body get the kind of nutrition that it really needs. And again, it's baby steps. I'm always talking about baby steps. This isn't something you just do overnight or that you just make one grand change without some forethought and some planning and getting into this and examining it and researching it a bit yourself. Google is an incredible source of information on these subjects. And you just get in there and you start studying this stuff and you say, yeah, we can do this. We can start making these kinds of changes. It's not that difficult. But we're coming up to a break here, and we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quiet area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The NFL pushed ahead Tuesday with a difficult balancing act navigating players' emotions after Buffalo's safety DeMar Hamlin's shocking cardiac arrest with a tight playoff schedule, and emphasizing Hamlin's health was its main focus. The league informed the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals that their game, suspended Monday, would not be resumed this week, while the Week 18 schedule remains unchanged for now. The game was suspended in the first quarter when Hamlin suffered the cardiac arrest after making a tackle. The 24-year-old Hamlin remains in critical condition a day after the Bills said his heart stopped following the seemingly routine play. Hamlin tackled Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, who led with a shoulder, then briefly got up before collapsing. About 600 people alive today can't have children because California's government sterilized them either against their will or without their knowledge, and now the state is trying to find them so they can pay them at least $15,000 each in reparations. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So people are encouraged to eat low fat. I mean, that's been the big thing for the last 4 or 5 decades now. And we are told to avoid animal products. And in its place, we end up consuming large quantities of margarine and cookies and cake and white bread, which just greatly increases the intake of the trans fatty acids that I was talking about. A nutritional researcher by the name of John Finnegan said this, quote, "There is more and more evidence showing that the main cause of heart disease and one of the main causes of cancer is the harmful effects from poisonous trans fats and other compounds in refined oils." Now, if you are confused, and this is probably maybe the most important part of the show today. If you're confused as to how to identify trans fatty acids, here are the key markers. And it's on the labels, and thank goodness the food labeling laws require this. If the words partially hydrogenated is in the list of ingredients on a product, it's a trans fat. Trans fats are natural fats that have been altered by the heating process, and it's very difficult for your body to break down and handle a trans fat. So if it says partially hydrogenated, it's got trans fats. Oils that are packaged in a clear bottle, and I know that's an interesting thing to say, but oils that are in a very clear bottle will have trans fats because the trans fats are being formed in a clear bottle because sunlight can penetrate and cause those oils to go rancid. And unfortunately, you're going to find these even in most health food stores, where almost all are usually manufactured by the same refineries, you know, as a supermarket oil, but they're in clear bottles. When you buy the oils that you need to buy, especially the olive oil that I'm talking about, the cold pressed, first processed, extra virgin olive oil, I'll tell you more about that here in a few minutes. But they're going to be in cans or dark brown glass bottles. And that's very important. A young lady who is about to become my daughter-in-law was giving me Christmas dinner here the other day, providing Christmas dinner. And her mother, being very, very up on the subject I'm talking about, had sent her a liter can of olive oil that came from Spain. And I wish I could show you a picture of it. But when you go shopping for the extra virgin olive oils, and you notice some coming from around the world, you would think that what you're getting from Italy would be some of the best stuff out there. The purest to date, and this is a result of my own study, of the best source of extra virgin olive oils coming from Spain. Because the food labeling laws in Spain require, if that package says extra virgin, cold pressed olive oil, that's exactly what 100% of the oil in that container has to be. And this came in a steel can. Oils coming from other countries, and unfortunately, oils that are coming in from Italy, often are mixed. It may say on the cover of the package, extra virgin olive oil. But when you read the label, you'll see some wording in there that indicates, yes, the oil in there is extra virgin olive oil, but there's other oil in there that it's been cut with. And usually it's a soybean oil or a canola oil, which are very dangerous to the human body. So a third one is that to recognize a bad oil, if it's odorless and it's tasteless, it has been overly processed to the point where what really matters in that oil has been removed, because fresh, natural oils have their own delicate flavor and aroma. So when this young lady opened up this can and poured some oil out into a plate with a little bit of fresh ground pepper and a little bit of organic balsamic vinegar, and she had some fresh baked whole grain bread that she had made from an organic food source, I'm telling you, that was as delicious a treat as I've ever had. Dipped in that olive oil that had that fresh, beautiful olive oil flavor and that tanginess of the balsamic vinegar and the whole grain bread was a meal in and of itself. So we need, and why am I pushing this? We need these unsaturated fatty acids from good oils for many reasons. Just look at your skin. Is your skin healthy looking? Do you have a head full of hair? If you want to maintain normal growth of the body, if you want normal hormone productions, if you want good digestion, if you want to see rapid wound healing, even the metabolism of calcium inside the body, all these things are oil dependent, fat dependent, from these unsaturated fatty acids. Now, unsaturated fatty acid as opposed to a saturated, it's just referring to the chemical bonds that exist between the carbon atoms and the hydrogen atoms that make up a fat. And an unsaturated fatty acid means that it is fragile and it's easily broken down. But there are two very important unsaturated fatty acids, EPA and DHA, that are absolutely necessary for good brain function. Whenever I start to take care of a new patient structurally or nutritionally, whatever, or both, and it's obvious, how do I say this, that they're just not as quick upstairs as they should be, and I get a food history, a nutritional history out of them, and it's almost always the standard American diet, lots of fried foods from convenience store or fast food stores, that they're always frying in canola oil or soybean oil. So their bodies are loaded with trans fats. I can see it in their eyes. I can see it in their hair. I can see it in their skin. And one of the first things I start talking to them about when they ask me, so I don't push this on them. People aren't ready to move until they say, Dr. Jack, what do you do? Dr. Jack, what do you eat? Dr. Jack, what's on your family's dinner table? Then I know they're ready to move. And I know that they're ready to learn something new, and they're ready to make a change in their dietary choices and in their life and in their food habits. And obviously, we have to be very careful to choose good oils to get the job done. underneath your skin, you know, in the dermis, your skin, there's four layers. There's a lot of fat in there. There's fat in there for insulation, and there's fat to keep the skin healthy. And as we get older, you know how the skin can get thinner and thinner, you know, like your grandparents. And you look at your grandmother's hand or grandfather's hand, and veins are starting to stick out, and the skin is looking very, very thin. It's because the fat's disappearing. And that's the result of decades of certain dietary choices. I have other patients who've been raised on farms, lived on farms, and at the time I see them are still living on a farm. And they're eating farm food. And they come in and I can see it in the color of their eyes. I can see it in their head of hair. I can see it in the condition of their fingernails and their skin, that they've been eating a good diet most of their life. The word is emaciation. And when we think of emaciation, we think of the terrible drought conditions that might exist in sub-Saharan Africa and some of the children's, the heart-wrenching pictures we've seen there, or the people that were freed from concentration camps after World War II in Germany and Poland and elsewhere, and the horrible conditions these bodies, and we think, well, that's what emaciation is. But we don't think about it in ourselves, our own lives, being emaciated, but it happens at a much slower rate than the starvation conditions these other people I'm referring to were exposed to. Emaciation can be a very slow thing that takes place because we're missing very important, very crucial building blocks of our health. And oil and fats is one of them. And several decades ago, one of the biggest crimes committed against the American public was created with Ansel Keys and the development of the fat theory of heart disease. And we know now that that's a bunch of bunk as we start to move further and further away from that and realize the real enemy is the sugar, not the fat. So it's important when you're thinking about what I'm talking about, that we begin to make better choices in the kind of oils that we make in our foods. So a patient will say, well, what do you do with salads? I said, well, I use the best source of olive oil that I can find and apple cider vinegar. And then I might throw a few spices in it. I might throw in some oregano or some rosemary or some basil or whatever else, dill, depending on what is in the salad, whether or not meat might be present in the salad as well. It usually is the way I make salads. I try to get as many colors in there as I can, but I put in a good heavy dose of extra virgin, organic, mind you. Organic is absolutely essential. Organic, extra virgin olive oil. And I like Bragg's apple cider vinegar. There's some other brands out there, but I've just been using Bragg's for years. With some salt, some sea salt, with some fresh ground organic black pepper, and whatever other spices I want to add to that. And I'm telling you, that's an absolutely delicious treat. And what you can tell after you eat, if you're eating good oils, is you will feel filled. You will feel satisfied. You will feel like you had a good meal. When you start consuming the bad oils, the soybean and the canola and some of the other things out there. Yeah, I know avocado oil, and I know about grape seed oil and some of the other things. You know, you have to do the stomach test. And if your stomach feels fine after you've eaten a salad with those kinds of oils, then maybe that's okay for you. But I know what I like. I know what my family likes. And the taste test is so important. But the test of about 30 minutes after you've had one of these meals, how does your stomach feel? Do you feel bloated? Is there indigestion? Are you starting to burp? These kinds of things are signs from your body that your body doesn't like what you just fed it. And a lot of times it comes down to the quality of the oil and the fat that's present in the food. Whether you're making a spaghetti sauce, whether you're eating some kind of pizza, whether you're eating some fried food you picked up somewhere and brought home. And interestingly about that, there are more and more of these food concerns out there that are cleaning up their act, even though it's more expensive for them to do it because the public is demanding it. So there are restaurants. We have some restaurants in the Salt Lake City area that advertise the fact that they only cook with olive oil or they only cook with peanut oil. Peanut oil is another safe oil if it comes from an organic source. And the same thing with coconut oil. These things are, even coconut oil is usually a good thing to fry in. But when I fry something, my best choice of frying something in is grass-fed butter. Just grass-fed butter. Well, I hope this helps. I hope this helps you to have a better understanding. Again, one of the watchwords here, one of the keywords to remember is baby steps. You can't just leap into this. Your stomach won't like it. You have to go slowly, but it can be done. Now, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug again, as we usually do, to finish the week's show. We always have a lot of fun poking fun at each other. But you can hear all of our Good Day Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. Over 600, 700 of them now that are recorded with Dr. Ken and myself. And you can listen to my podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples is everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list. Starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list. Starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jack Stockwell. Good Day Health on the air. Dr. Jack practices with his wife Mary at a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a nooker. Wait a minute. Hold on. Jack, save me. I have so much. I've been, but we had somebody, Jay, somebody told me to drink pineapple juice.
Yes.
Because I've been so inflamed.
Morning and night.
Yeah. What about that, Jack? You see,
yeah,
that is helping.
With sugar. That's just going to cause more phlegm.
Uh-oh.
It may give you some temporary relief, but so will a little bit of honey and vinegar in hot water.
Honey and vinegar. All right, I'm going to take you some honey, but I didn't put any vinegar in it. All right, so yeah. I'll do that.
Is that,
all right, you got that, Jay?
Vinegar?
Honey.
What's, apple cider, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yes,
honey,
I do that.
Apple cider,
oh, yeah.
Vinegar in warm water, yeah. that'll clear that throat up.
Yeah. All right, there we are. All fixed, all better now. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. He also has a couple of very successful websites. One of them is ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's connected more to Mary's work, in a sense. The elements that are in the long-life energy enzymes that you can get from ForbiddenDoctor.com are very helpful for maintaining your body from top to bottom. And Jack, who is a Nooka chiropractor specializing in how to survive using the strength of your neck and your shoulders, all that upper cervical stuff that needs attention that oftentimes doesn't get it, even in regular chiropractic care. So that's who Jack is. And so every week I try to inveigle myself at least into part of his Good Day Health appearance with questions and answers. And what's on a lot of people's minds this week is the circumstances with Damar Hamlin, who had a cardiac event. And apparently this is a Buffalo Bills game that was played on Monday night. He will not make a full recovery. You say it's because he was vaccinated.
Yeah, well, this is finally going to make it into the United States consciousness, what has been happening worldwide with soccer players. Literally hundreds of young men, his age, a little bit younger, a little bit older, dropping in the middle of the game in the field as a post-COVID vaccine injury to the heart called myocarditis.
What is myocarditis?
Well, severe inflammation of the cardiac muscle.
Okay.
And the problem is that CPR, and it's such a tragic story, and I'm so sorry for him and his family, but the CPR was administered for 9 minutes. Normal is 3 to 5. 10 minutes, you're basically dead. And in America, for some reason, we just don't want to know what kills people, which is why there's virtually no autopsies after someone dies post-vaccine, even if they're young and they died less than 24 hours after the jab. So we're never going to know for sure what really happened to him.
So why is it? Is it the drug companies being that powerful? Why does that happen?
They made $85 billion, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fauci refused to allow early treatment of COVID people. The vaccine companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and the rest of them have made over $85 billion.
Taxpayer money, too, because it all.
And the sad thing is, this is still under emergency use. So his family will be denied death benefits if he dies from this.
Hmm.
Because it's an experimental drug.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and when they're talking about the official term they're giving here, of course, is commotio cordis. That's what happens when you have a very hard blow to the chest. I was watching this. I saw this happen. I was watching the game. He didn't get hit that hard. And in the entire history of the NFL, this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. But you imagine a high school baseball team, and there's a shortstop out there trying to do his best to keep that guy on second base from stealing third. He's not paying close attention. The guy at bat smacks a hard 120-mile-an-hour ball that hits that shortstop in the chest right over the heart. Mm-hmm. That's where you see commotio cordis.
And
with a young man like that, or a young woman in the same condition, you can usually get the heart going again pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But now he has what they call anoxic encephalopathy, which simply means the last step before brain death. Because he can't breathe on his own. The word is coming out. He can't breathe. He's on a respirator. And this is one of those situations where you finally decide, when do we pull the plug?
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Interesting read on the DeMar Hamlin situation. 59 past the hour.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.